T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up pretty soon, just around the corner, a big fundraiser happening in Delaware Park. It's the Superheroes Walk. Joining us to talk about it is Ken Hausknecht and Tim Bowling, both involved in this in different ways. Ken, why don't we start off with you? Can you explain the Superheroes Walk, what the goal is here with this?
Sure. Good morning, Brian and Susan. Superhero Walk, it's a walk and a run. It's a sanctioned 5K. And it's to raise awareness and to raise funds for children's mental health, really to promote mental health for families and children, and then to support those families and children who are dealing with mental health issues. And hey, do it in a way that's fun and family-friendly.
Yeah, and Ken, I'm glad to help you out by maybe leading you off on Friday, June 7th with this. It's really a way to end the stigma, right?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we say, Susan, is stigma is silence. And unfortunately, what happens is in many cases, the majority of cases, individuals, families, and children in particular who are dealing with a mental health issue because of stigma oftentimes don't get help at all, or if they get help, they wait a long time, and then a small problem grows into something bigger and more difficult. So yes, combating stigma means talking about things openly and honestly in a real way.
Tim, looking at what the Superheroes Walk has been able to do in the past, what kind of response did you get to this last year? And obviously it was good if the decision was made to continue.
Yeah, we had about 1,000 participants. So that's, as Ken has indicated, that's both runners and walkers. And that's kind of fluctuated over the last few years, going up a couple hundred. But the trend has been very, very positive, and we rebranded it this year also to have a much more focus on the purpose of the event around children's mental health. So, you know, our hope also then is to, you know, obviously continue to add more participants in it, and as Ken indicated, help address the stigma, you know, that's tied with that. You know, 20% of youth are diagnosed with some type of mental health condition. So if you just think about that, you know, it's one out of every five in every school building. So, you know, it's a real challenge, and the trends are not positive. You know, trends are very negative, and there's a huge need out there to address the issue very early in a child's life.
Yeah, it's a big segment of the population. Ken, how do superheroes fit in? I'm guessing that the participants are wearing a lot of capes.
Yeah, so the reason we picked the superhero theme, Susan, is we say that every child needs a hero, but some kids need a superhero. And just being active, being present, engaging in the lives of children, particularly the lives of children who are dealing with mental health issues, and as Tim indicated, that's a lot of kids, makes you a superhero. And let's be honest, if you are 3 or if you're 90, people like to put their superhero costumes on. And it's really a fun event. We'll be joined by the members of the Superhero Alliance. You'll see many different workplaces and organizations participating. A lot of information available for individuals and families who want to learn more about the resources that are available in the community. A tremendous party afterwards. And it's located in one of the better parts of the city, one of the great parts of the city, right in Delaware Park. So it's been a fun event. We're looking forward to it this year. We're thrilled that you're going to be our honorary chairperson and right out front. And I'm eager to know which superhero you're dressing as.
Oh, so am I.
I'm still debating, so I'm not quite there yet. You'll find out.
Hey, Tim, you know, you mentioned the discussion around mental health. It seems like it's such a hot, you know, buzzwords and topic that everyone kind of wants to talk about mental health, but so few people know where to begin. And this is maybe one of those things that can be the launching point.
This event, yeah, it's a great opportunity really to kind of reduce the stigma, as Ken has indicated, you know, with the event, it's very non-threatening. It's just a really a great time for a lot of people to get together for a common purpose. And as I indicated before, just the trends are not positive. You know, suicide is the third leading cause of death for youth between the ages of 10 and 24. One and out of every 10 youth plan out some type of suicide. They write out a suicide note or have some type of plan during their high school year. So one out of every 10. So the trends are not positive at all. And the earlier that you can intervene and have people be more open in talking about their mental health challenges, the earlier they can get the help that they need. So, this is a great way for people to participate and really to help their neighbors and help their family members. You know, the mental illness touches everybody. You know, it does not discriminate. So it's really just a great opportunity really to be part of the solution.
Hey, Ken, how can people register for this?
So the website is BuffaloSuperheroRace.com. You can find us on all the social media platforms, on Facebook, on Instagram, and again, it's BuffaloSuperheroRace.com. We're looking for teams. We're looking for runners and walkers. We're looking for people to financially support the event. And there's still time for organizations that want to take a corporate sponsorship role. You know, a little bit of money, because both CompHear and Mental Health Advocates run volunteer-based programs, a very small amount of money can make a big impact in the lives of a lot of children. And that's really what this is all about. Our future is our kids. If we do right by them, we do right by our future, and that's what this is really all about.
Hey, guys, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll see you June 7th. It's a Friday in Delaware Park, and you can get more information at BuffaloSuperheroesRace.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.